It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat.
Welcome, beautiful soul. How are you this evening? Day 1902 in a row of the Mark Inspire Show. We're into it. It's Saturday Night Live. That's when we do it, like we do every single day, guys. We create songs in the moment, play some cover songs, possibly some comedy, just break away from the negativity for about an hour every day. And been doing it for 1902 days in a row. So welcome to the longest running daily variety show on the planet. Give us a hit on the screen. Follow us, subscribe on YouTube, X, Rumble, Facebook, DLive, Twitch. Anything else, Joanne? Joanne, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the weeds. She's doing it, guys. How's everybody doing? I see Leisure number 7 here. Jerry Hayes is here. Kit Covert and S. Coop from the top over here on TikTok. I'm seeing Alex. Alex, my brother, how you doing? We're actually talking very quickly about how Justin Fields was just traded to the Steelers. To the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I really don't care. I don't watch TV anymore. I don't watch sports. I put on my own show here. This is live action sports every single night here. Sensei Round Eye, by the way, is being released on Monday. If you guys don't know who Sensei Round Eye is, Bruce Lee's sensei. Taught him everything he knows, the one-inch punch. Of course, the statue, the Tamagotchi, at the Hall of Fame, for all the work I did with Bruce Lee. You're going to want to check that out. It's Monday, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. is kind of the release time of every new piece of comedy here, because 9 a.m. every morning, I do a show. You may have found this show somewhere in the run. You're like, you know, Mark, it's great. I like your show, but it's always on at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Well, not in 2024. In 2024, we've been doing every morning at 9 a.m. and then every night around 10. So we're double-deckering it. So much content. It's coming out of Joanne's hiney butt, you know? And she's wheezing through it. So I got a guitar here. This show is sponsored by the only drum in the world for guitar players. It's called the Beat Seat. I invented the Beat Seat. I patented the Beat Seat. It's the only full drum, full body drumming experience on the planet. You can play with your hands, your feet, all at the same time while you sit completely upright. There is a drum called a cajon. Maybe you've seen a cajon before. It's a box you sit on. You may have seen people playing it. They bend over to play it, and they got to hurt their back after like 15, 20 minutes. You're like, oh, do you got anything for my back that I can play from here? Oh, let me just push the drum back. So you do all kinds of weird things to make it more comfortable. But the Beat Seat is the most comfortable seat in the world. Look, I'm just sitting here kicking it with my feet. So check it out at beatseat.rocks. It's also a sensory therapy drum. If you know anybody with a special need, make sure you let them know about it. Again, beatseat.rocks. Joey! Something to live for. Sure is, fam and friends.
Something to die for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wheezing! Zabraska! Woo! Oh my goodness. Are you done? Saturday Night Live. We're here. Joanne's trying her best to keep the wheeze down, guys. We've tried Clorox. We've tried WD-40. Advanced. Nothing works with the wheeze. In case you are like, what's Joanne? Here on TikTok, you guys aren't seeing Joanne. You have to head over to YouTube or Rumble or X to see Joanne and her wheeziness. We do have a song called Jammin' Joanne now. If you haven't seen that, it's crazy. I actually thought about playing it for you. This is it while I'm getting this tuned. It's not very long. Just check this out. You get a little kick out of this. She wheezes in the song. Jammin' Joanne. She can do it, I swear she can. She can hover from ear to ear.
through the doorway, no challenge.
Let's get that wheeze going, Joanne. Where's it at?
I can't get rid of Jabin Joanne. No, she can get to you. With the wheeze, it's all you ever hear when you're in the studio. I hope I could get some earplugs for Christmas this year. It's Jabin Joanne.
You take a picture. I'll give you guys the link if you want to give that song a comment.
She can.
She do it. She can with the Weezer. Oh, my goodness, Joanne. Sometimes I have to jam out to your song. You know? Sometimes we got to jam out to it. How's everybody doing out there? I see Jerry. I see Trisha in the house. Isn't the wheezing so funny there? It's so funny. Like, literally, when I was doing that, I was like, maybe I'll throw in just a wheeze, one wheeze. So I did the first song. I was like, wah, and then I was like, ooh, what if I did it in key? And then all of a sudden, I'm singing Jam and Joanne in key. I'm going, wah, wah, and I'm like, man, I'm hitting the note. That's nuts. So her wheeze is in key. If you go and listen to that song, and gosh almighty, she steals the freaking song away from me. I was singing it. I wrote the song. I sang the song. And she's just wheezing it out. And everybody's like, I'm giving her the Grammy. Zabrosk, you get a Grammy for the woo-hoo. My song. They didn't even look at the song. They were like, oh, what song? We went right to the woo-hoo. You know, the Grammys, they don't have time to listen to the songs. They just go to the credits. The woo-hoo at the end of every song. And then they judge that. If it's good enough, they'll consider. But Zabrosky's was so good, they're like, we don't even ever want to hear the song. We just want to hear the woo-hoo. What's that? No, Zabrosky was good tonight, I guess. He's like, how was it tonight? I don't know, guys. What do you think? Was it all right tonight? It's okay, right? The woo-hoo from Zabrosky. You guys want to rock out a little bit? Thank you.
twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm blown away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times.
Let's write something. Let's write something. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the longest-running daily variety show. We do this twice a day during the week. On the weekends, it's just once at night. But 9 a.m., I hope you guys will join me for the morning show. We have so much fun doing the comedy news. Any of the comedy stories you've seen out there, if you've watched any of them, they all happen at 9 a.m. It's all live in the moment. We don't do any politics. All we do is scroll the breaking news of the day, and we find comedy in every story, and none of it's political. And I feel like you get enough politics. Don't you want to shut it off for a little while, hang out with me, have some fun? Because we're here lifting each other up at 9 a.m. Everybody's out there so much. There's already so much going on, like, on the shoulders. All this different stuff. Oh,
9 a.m. breaking news. Did you hear the thing that happened in New York? Like, ugh.
We're going to have fun with it. We're going to laugh about the news of the day. All right, we have to tune this puppy up again. We're in this space here where the temperature keeps changing. All right. Thank you. Sometimes it takes a little while to get that thing going, bass specifically. But now we have a nice core. What do we do with that core, Marvin? We take out the only drum in the world for solo musicians. And we rock out a drum beat to this. You can get one of these at beatseat.rocks. That's what it sounds like. Thank you. pretty fire. Thank you.
from the bird's eye. Taking the day, watch the sun lay. Feel the wind blow through your wings, yeah. Fly. You're flying. Yeah, you're flying. Stop your happiness from growing. So fly. You're flying. Thank you. tell you why I can see the world with a better view. Don't need to hear all of this anger and the hatred coming at everything I see. On ground level, I'm flying. Never coming down low, gonna stay way up above it all. Yeah, yeah, I'm flying. Won't you fly with me? Get away from it all. We do this every day, writing songs in the moment. I'm flying. For the show twice a day, don't you know?
So I guess we're
Oh, wow. When you let it out. Negative 24, Wallace says. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's a good way to start the show. 42 minutes of a jam like that, guys. How's everybody doing out there? Thank you for kicking it with me. This is 1902 days in a row of what you just saw. Every day we write at least one song in the moment. I don't know what I'm going to write. I have no idea, ever. I don't know what comedy I'm going to create. I don't know what songs. I don't know what news stories. This is my silly goose.
It's the Daily Comedy News.
I was thinking about playing you guys a piece of my comedy news because I need to rest the voice. But before I do that, I want to play you one more song. This is going to be the, I guess, the title track of my new album, album number 17. If you do like my music, you can go to iTunes. You can go to Spotify. Oops. And type in Mark Pyers. Don't type in Mark Inspires because I'm not listed that way. It's under my actual name. Matt something, how are you, brother? Thank you so much for being here. I'm very proud of every song I've ever written, even though most of them that you will hear on iTunes and Spotify were created just like you just heard. This song right here. This is all created, layered, right now in the moment. I'm flying. That's a cool tune. But just as an example, this is the happy place right here. This is a song that I wrote about 2 weeks ago. This is all layered again. Oh my goodness, thank you so much for the donation. S. Coop, is that you? You're amazing. S. Coop just donated $25. You're amazing, S. Coop. I do appreciate that, guys. I have been demonetized by YouTube. Apparently, I'm harmful to YouTube. They say, like, my content is harmful. I don't know. I couldn't have done better with the title of the show, which expresses exactly what the show is. It's called Mark Inspires. And I've been here for 1902 days in a row, and that would do only one thing, hopefully inspire you to do something great with your day. If I could show up for 1902 days in a row, that hopefully will give you a touch of that excitement. Like, geez, freaking A. Now I'm doing two shows a day. So if you can, if you ever have the ability to, or you're considering supporting the show, there's multiple ways to do it. S. Coop, she just shared. Thank you, S. Coop. That's the best way to connect with me and to support the show. Because I am demonetized now, it looks like YouTube is going to put me in the trash officially. But that's fine, because you know what? I've never made money for this show. It's just, I always wondered why no one ever saw my content. I always wondered why we're not connecting with the world after this much time of being consistent. But once they finally let the cat out the bag that I'm harmful in the eyes of their moderation or whatever it is, that's why they've hidden this show. It's too much passion, you know? When you have a show that can connect us all, they don't really want us to do that, you know? And when I tell you, honestly, to the screen, and I could say this 100% with my heart exposed, I've been here every day since December 31st, 2018. I have no intention of stopping. I only intend to do more, really. And the more this show grows, the more people that join us on a daily basis, first of all, the more fun we're going to have, because we're having so much fun already. I just can only imagine when more people are throwing me ideas to get into, because I always joke, I'm like the monkey with the cymbals. I'm like, what else do you want me to do, guys? I say, well, I'll try anything. I mean, we've done every comedy you could think of. Every single game show has been done. Wheel of Fortune, Press Your Luck, Price is Right. I even did my favorite show, Whammy. No Whammy, Press Your Luck. Did I say that one already? I love Press Your Luck. I have a new person in chat. I think Matt something. Yeah, Matt something. I'm so glad you're here, buddy. He just got back from Disney with his fam, here to unwind before going back to work. Oh, brother, I'm so glad you're here, Matthew. Matt, my brother's name's Matt. You know, it's so funny. I always got a kick out of this, but like my father, which, by the way, he could use some prayers right now. He's fighting cancer. And I was in Hilly Billy's chat earlier today. That's my brother. If you guys haven't subbed to him, please do that. And Hilly's been praying for my dad. And you know what? That meant I told him about a month ago my father's name. And when I told him again today, I said, hey, can you throw some more prayers out for Manny? He said, oh, Mark, I think Manny's on the list. And I didn't know that Hilly kept that list going. I thought that every time it was a new list. Like, I don't know why I didn't realize that. But so he went on and he's like, wait a second. I think Manny's on this list. He goes, yeah, brother, I got Manny on here. And I'm like, that means for the last month or so, because I haven't been able to join, But for the last month or so, when Hilly Billy goes live and he prays for people, he's been praying for my dad. And so that means the world to me. So thank you, Hilly. I know he's sleeping right now. Hilly joins me for the morning shows. It's my brother. I've met so many amazing people through this show that I've never met in person, but on the chat, in my chat, as a moderator, as a friend, I've gained so many friendships here. And my intention is to foster that and to find a way for this channel, this platform, to be a safe space for everybody. This is why we don't talk about politics on my show. We don't do any politics anymore. I'm a celebrity impressionist, so I used to do the presidents, the last two presidents. I used to do the other presidents. I used to do Bill Clinton. I used to do George Bush. I could do a lot of impressions. If you want to hear any impressions, guys, ask, and I'm happy to say some for you. Matt something, thank you so much, brother. I'm so glad you're here. Guys, you know how much it means to me when I see, like, Matt something here, and they find the show happenstance because we do it every day, and I just want people to know it exists. Not everybody could be here every day like I am, but as long as they know it exists, that, you know, in a month when I'm needing that break, Mark's live. I can guarantee you I'll be live whenever you're thinking about it. Like, I know Mark's on today because I've been doing it and I'm going to keep doing it. And I think at least we have this goal to get to 2,000 days in a row. We're at 1,902, so I only have 98 days to go to get 2,000. Like, to me, this is so easy. It's so weird because everybody is like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that. And I'm like, I know, but here's the thing. There's been 100 days in the 1,902 days in a row where I shouldn't have gone live. I just shouldn't have. I just had too much going on. And I was getting here at 11:53 and I'm pushing live to go on the air. So I kept the streak going. And, you know, but there's a reason why. I think that, like I said, when you're living in a world without, it's bereft of hope. And all you have is the hope that you can somehow create. And this gets me back to, like, the most important learning lesson in my life is that I can generate hope. You can generate hope. It's like we're living in a world with zero. But wait a second. I'm one. I'm one person. And I alone can generate hope for you and for me. Therefore, you can. And together we can build that hope and that love and that connection. And we can share it with everybody across the planet. Twice a day. So my goal is to touch the stars with you. Every single day we're live. This is the goal. Is something amazing is going to take place on this show every day of existence. If you could be here, you're a part of it. And by the way, if you can't, they're all here on the channel. Just push play on something. There's a piece of music, at least one. There's a lot of moments like this. There's funny comedy news. But it's always in the moment. There is nothing planned here. I've never planned any of this. I show up and I go live. And we let this moment take us somewhere. So if you're looking for this is what I'm hoping that you're like, maybe, yeah, you know, I'm cool with that. If you're looking for a show that's living in the moment, it's a variety show. So you just don't know what you're going to get. Because the guy who's the host has no idea what he's about to do. Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to start with a piece of music, and before you know it, we're doing a piece of comedy. Or I'm like, I'm going to start with a piece of comedy, before you know it, we're playing a piece of music. Or I'm now speaking, I had no intention of talking like this. So I was just like, we're playing music tonight. So this show is the moment taking place. And to me, there's nothing more exciting than that. Because when two or more are gathered in the moment, that is where God is. I talk about this. This isn't a religious show, but you do have to understand one thing, that this moment that we're in, right, this very second right here, is the only moment that's ever existed. There's never been another moment. We think of the sun setting and the sun rising as days, but in actuality, while we're sleeping and while we're awake, this very moment has continued from the beginning of time until the very end. It's a very weird thing to kind of step out of and think about. But if you can, and you think of when the universe began and when the universe ends, it's right in this very second right here. It's all in this second. And therefore, we can create anything if we can get right here in the moment. And this is the one thing I've mastered here after 1,902 days in a row, is to be in the moment and allow something creative to take place. And so it may not be good. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I'm having a heck of a good time hanging out with you guys. I'm having a heck of a good time keeping a smile on my own face. And just so you know, everything you ever see on this show, the 1,902 days in a row, the 209 songs on iTunes, the 9 feature films that are on my YouTube channel, all this stuff, it was all done in a room by myself. I don't have anybody feeding me energy. I don't even get energy from you guys because I'm looking at a camera. So all of the energy you feel from me is being created by me alone in a room without anybody else here. What? Yes, Joanne's wheezing. I can't stop that. Joanne! Can you? I'm in the middle, like, of a really, you know, a moment. Sorry about that, guys. When I go back to yell at Joanne, sometimes a little squeezer comes out, you know.
What, Joanne?
Joanne, I'm sorry. I had beans today. You know what they say, Joanne? The more you eat, the more you fart. Anyway. Oh, goodness. You know, Joanne's always destroying a moment. We were in the middle of it right there, and her wheeze always throws me off. So anyway, how's everybody doing out there? This is just a little side note for you, so you understand a little bit about what this show is. It's music, it's comedy news, and most importantly, it's uplifting entertainment every single day in the moment. I have no intention. Sometimes my mind, just like yours, can get to the negative. Sometimes I'll start thinking about things like the time I've put in and all these weird things. But at the end of the day, when I separate from that, and when I get here with you, it's only a smile. And if you know anything about this is a quote I wrote early on in the show, that a smile has an energetic value that costs zero to the currency holder. My smiles cost zero to provide to you, but they affect real change in this world. And so do yours. It has an energetic value that affects real change, and it costs you zero. It's a currency that costs you nothing to spend. I love that quote. So I try my best as often as possible to not just smile at you guys, to smile at everybody I come across. Today I saw this little kid. He's like 4 cents short, like getting pizza, and he's like 4 cents short. And I see he's like digging around to get like another dollar. And he's like looking, he's like this little 8-year-old kid. I don't know, he looked about the same age as my kid. And I bet you his parents were in the car. It seemed like he was just going in to get pizza or whatever. And the guy's like, do you have, 4 cents? And the guy's like, the kid's like, no, I don't. And he's like looking at the guy. And the guy's just like staring at him. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know anybody here. But then I'm thinking, it's 4 cents. This guy can't give him. So I start running around my pocket and I found a nickel. I go, here you go, buddy. And the kid, like, he was so appreciative. And I realized, I go, here you, buddy. And I had a little smile on my face. He's like, are you serious? I was like, it's 5 cents, dude. And it, like, I don't understand. Why are we aren't helping each other? Okay, 5 cents, $5, $10. But why aren't we helping each other when we need it? You know, everybody's so into them. They're like, okay, you own the pizza place. You don't want anybody to lose money at the register. But I think a nickel, I don't think, that's going to break the bank. There was a kid who came. Boss, listen, there was a kid who came in here. He was like 6 years old, And I just thought it would be okay to just let him slide with the 4 cents. What do you think? Is that all right? You're fired. 4 cents. We're now going to have to close the shop. It could have been a really bad month for them. You don't know. Let's just quickly see if there's anything funny in the news. I don't like having this in front of my face while I do the comedy news, guys. I usually have my microphone here. But we have the stupid microphone. You know what I'm going to do? Don't go anywhere. I told you we're going to be touching the stars together. So let's do that. And then I'm going to get this out of my face so we can do a little comedy news. I won't touch the stars.
Take you away.
They're all written live. That song is pretty powerful. I was just saying over here on TikTok how that's probably my favorite song right now. But I can't tell you how many songs are my favorite songs when I write them. I'm like, that's my favorite song. And then like I write the next one the next night and I forget about it. Like there's songs here I haven't gotten to yet. It's not on right now. But I've gotten to so many amazing songs. There's a Last Breath song that Trish asked me to write. I can't tell you how many songs I've written here. I really wish I knew. I wonder if one day there's a way to have AI like go through all of my shows and say, okay, how many songs did he create? How many instrumentals? How many actual songs with a hook where there was the full jam and then they became songs? And I'd like to know that, because I really have no idea. It's just been a lot of days in a row, and almost every single day we write a song. So it's like, okay, it's got to be probably around 1,000 songs. A little crazy. But you know what? We are like writing stuff about stupid stuff too, like Jammin' Joanne. And we did like 2 songs as Dick Fache. I did a bunch of songs as different people that I thought were pretty funny. I had Christopher Walken do Moondance.
Moondance. No, you come down, you do the Moondance. It's a wonderful night for a Moondance. No, everybody's out on the town.
Right? Oh, goodness. Every once in a while, Christopher Walken steals the show. Good old Walken.
Tom, it's Christopher Walken. I'm here doing a show.
Oh, goodness. If you guys had any impressions, I'm happy to try them for you. Outside of that, let's see if there's anything we can get into quickly. I'm double-deckering, Joanne. Sometimes I get to double-decker. And Joanne's back behind me, as you see her. She's doing a little bit of a wheeze. That's on her. That's on her. So I want to see if we can pop on some news and see what's happening out there. Maybe nothing good. And if there isn't, I want to play you a piece of comedy or something, because that would be fun. Are we on yet? There we go. So what is happening in the news today, people? This is basically, so you have an idea, this is what we do 9 a.m. every morning during the week. As we scroll the news, we don't talk about anything political. So this right here, a no-go. Let's see what else. Kelly Clarkson sues ex-husband Brandon Blackstone again for looking like John Mayer, maybe? I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out if that's what we have over here, right? That's John Mayer, not Blackstone. They're just making up things now. Ah, we have a new guy. It's John Mayer pretending to be Blackstock. Blackstock, his name is, guys. Let's see what else we have here. You should stand up ASAP when the plane says lands and says for you to not. Just get right the hell up, okay? I don't really care why, to be honest. We're not going to look at it. All right, I don't need to see that. Again, all these stories. Whew. World's largest plane drops a hypersonic aircraft. That's a story. Let's see what happened here. Did they drop it from space on their way back from the moon? I got some duct tape for him for the flight. Strato Launch flew its Talon A hypersonic vehicle for the first time after dropping it out of a belly of a rock. You guys know what the rock is, right? Terrible actor. No, I'm just kidding. He's actually pretty cool. An utterly massive aircraft with a 385-foot wingspan. Meanwhile, SpaceX flew its Starship for the third time in a test that pushed the limits of the mega rocket. Catch up with these and other tops. I don't need to do that. Like, oh, we'll go to this page to see the other story. We're on the page. Give me the news. On Friday, March 8th, a pallet of used batteries from the International Space Station re-entered Earth's atmosphere over the Gulf of Mexico following an unpredictable journey through orbit. Why is that important? Where's the story about the dropping the stupid thing out of the rock? This must be it right here. Yeah. Joanne, we're finally to the story that we wanted to read. Joanne, I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the week. California startup Strato Launch completed the first powered flight of its Talon, a hypersonic vehicle. Its work develops a reusable version that's capable of carrying science payloads and flying them at 5 times the speed of sound. That's it? Mother... Joanne, you pulled me a crap story. I think that's... I don't want to do this right now, guys. Scrolling? We're not scrolling. It's a morning thing. Scrolling's a morning thing, okay? Unless we see something right... Now, the hair tool, 40% off. Should we do it? Should we do that one? Same crap story here. Nobody wants to hear about it. I'm sad. I'm sorry. But I can't talk. There's no comedy there. Stand up again. Jack Nicholson. Yeah. You don't think I could do Jack Nicholson?
Who's going to save us? You, Lieutenant Caffey. You, Lieutenant Weinberg. I sit 90 miles from 4,000 Cubans that want to kill me. Did you order the code red? You're gosh darn right I did!
You're going down, buddy. You just admitted to a code red. You know, sometimes you think you're getting away with it, Jack. Oh, goodness, you know. He's looking good in that photo. About Schmidt. I think that's the About Schmidt photo right there. Why do they... older people are holding back. Holding nothing back about what it's really like to get old. You gotta take a picture of Jack Nicholson looking like an old fogey. That's Nicholson. He banged it out. You know, there's women all over the place. Like, I banged Nicholson. They're all out there. You just gotta get their story. You know, you're showing up with like a pen and paper. Madame, how are you? No, it's Miss. Oh, it's Miss. How old are you now? 96? I banged Nicholson, though. Oh, okay, good for you. You're like the one in 500,000, okay? You know that guy has probably it's like his third or fourth dong at this point. You know, that thing must have fallen off a few times. You just gotta, you know, you just gotta go with it when you're Jack. Here's Johnny, right? You're there doing The Shining. Oh, goodness. I guess we could find a little bit while we're here, you know? You never expect it when you're going to see Nicholson on the screen as About Schmidt. Yet, we're not doing anything here.
Of course, we're Dodd Whittick, big league.
Guys! Anything else here? Does anybody know what's going on with this photo with Kate Middleton? Like, what are we talking about? Why is this such a big deal? She photoshopped a photo. She didn't like the cellulite. She's just trying to get rid of it, guys. What's the big deal? Everybody gets a little vain when they're the Royal Highness. You know? She couldn't get a guy to do it, though? I think you got a few dollars in your bank account, you know? You call Felix.
Felix, do me a favor. Can you please touch up this photo? I don't like the cellulite.
Anything for you, Kate? And then he did it with the stupid, you know, piece of clothing that's, like, out here. It's like, how does that work? I saw the photo, I was like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Anybody know what the big deal is? Do you guys know? Like, what are we talking about here? Someone said they think that maybe she's like, you know, and that they're just pretending that she's, because she had this surgery, right? And then they say like, there's a prince that died, but maybe that was just like the guy from, you know, Boeing, who was like, I'm gonna go and tell everybody what's going on. And then like, in his car, you know, and they said, he just took his own life. Same thing, but they say he was maybe doing the bang biggity boo with Kate, and then now we got this going on with the fake photo, and then a dead prince, or whatever he was, you know, cousin of a prince. It's all in a day's work here, guys, when we uncover it. Another Sherlock Holmes moment here. You know. We did something stupid the other day, that's right, where I was trying to pretend like I had been the one who put, oh, there's the Boeing thing, that's right, I put this whole thing with Boeing, I was like, you know, the guy's there, he did his first day of testimony. He goes to his car, he's like, honey, it went well. I just have to, you know, tell him the big stuff. Tomorrow I'm going back, you know. He winds up dead. Now, apparently, this is another thing. I don't know if you guys know this. But the Boeing guy, his wife said, they may try to kill me. If it happens, I didn't kill myself. Just so you know. It's like the same thing as John, whatever his name is, the McAfee. John McAfee was like, I'll never do it. I'll never, ever take my life. And he took his life too, apparently. So we're really good at following through on the thing that these people say they'd never do to themselves. And they'd be like, yep, no, they did it to themselves. You know? Look, guys, Justin Timberlake, he gets his groove back. Oh, goodness. NSYNC, they're doing it. Ooh, ooh, baby, baby, baby. I think that's one of their hits. You know? I remember I used to dance to that one. Ooh, ooh, baby, baby, baby. It's almost as good as the Hercule Dirkle.
Hercule Dirkle, Hercule, Hercule Dirkle.
You got the Hercule Dirkle, yeah, you got the mother. And there you go to put the covers back on, yeah, you Hercule Dirkle in on nine.
Hercule Dirkle, Hercule, Hercule Dirkle.
Freaking hit. We got a gold record for that one. You know, when you got the Grammy, the first Grammy you ever got was for the Hercule Dirkle. That was a day, yeah. What's that, Zabrosk? I know Zabrosk. Zabrosk said, you know the song you wrote, Something to Live For. That should have got a Grammy. No, I'm sorry. Zabrosk, they went right to the woo-hoo on that one. But Hercule Dirkle. Maybe if you give an extra pause before your woo-hoo, they'll actually listen to Herkle-Durkle first to get to the woo-hoo. Double-decker style. You get another Grammy Zabrosk for a woo-hoo. I get my first for Herkle-Durkle. It's just an idea. And guys, I don't know if you've realized it, but Nicholson, he's back. Here's old Johnny. You know, he's breaking through, but he's like, he can't get through the door anymore. He's like, here's Johnny. They're like, I don't give a crap about you, Johnny. I'm here in the bathroom. We're doing all right. I'm here with little guy, Mickey, whatever the hell the kid's name is. Mikey, I'm here with Mikey. We're in the bathroom. We'll be fine. We're going to wait it out. There's a storm outside. We're going to wait for it to melt. You know, you keep banging out there, old folk. You know,
I'm coming in. Here's Johnny.
He tries to hit it with a bat. It like hits him back in the nog. Who's going to help you, Lieutenant Weinberg? You know, in the head. What am I talking about? Gosh almighty, you know. Guys, winner of the $1.765 billion Powerball. Look, it's $1.765 billion. I'm Dr. Freaking Evil. Of course I'm going to win the Powerball. Second largest jackpot ever. And the winner has been revealed. I'm sorry. No, you can't have their number. Joanne, they want to call and see if they can get a, like a handout, you know? They're shelling it out. $1.75 billion. 765, sorry. I was cheating them by like 10 mil. Theodora Strzok represents a group of people who bought the winning ticket at Midway Market in Fraser Park. But Theodorus took off with that motherfucker, and he's just in the wind now. You know, they're hiring Mark Inspire's sleuth detective to go do a Sherlock Holmes deal. I'm showing up on the scene. I got the mic, you know, the microscope. I'm looking through all different angles. I'm looking from this angle. I'm catching the light. I want to just see if I go through the microscope if what's going on over there. You know, sometimes you get all the answers with the microscope. What's that, Zabrosk? No, Zabrosk. Zabrosky says he's going to bring the telescope. I don't know what you're doing with that. I'm going to look at the stars while you look for clues. Look at this guy over here. $1 million at the Midway Market. So they did the billion and the million? This is where you go get your tickets, guys. If you're like, I wonder where I'm going to buy my next lottery ticket. That's it. Right there. Midway Market. Gosh almighty. That's unbelievable. Billionaire made here. This guy's a millionaire made there. That was October 11th. They're all doing it. This guy over here is happy. Look at him. He's happy. I'd be too if I'm holding a big $1 million fake check. You know, imagine going to return, trying to see if you can get that cashed. I'm here to see if I can cash this stupid check. Here you go. Yeah, I'll sign it. You know? Don't fold it. Gosh almighty Elgato! How long? How long was Elgato taking over the show? That folded bit was hilarious. You missed it. TikTok got it. But there was a moment where we went to the screen. Don't fold it, you know, and you missed it. 15 seconds. Yeah, Wally, you missed the best part. Don't fold it. You know? Oh, goodness. Sometimes you have a really great to-the-camera moment. Lee Strasberg would be proud. You know? 15 seconds of Elgato. So, guys, are you open to watching a piece of comedy news? An actual piece of comedy news that I just put out? Because I kind of want to laugh. I don't know about you guys, but I can go for a laugh right now. Personally, I'm in for it. Joanne, can you do me a favor and maybe you could stop wheezing back there while I'm finding or don't. Whatever you decide is fine. Joanne. Oh my goodness. That one was Joanne. I'm not taking credit for that one. Gosh almighty, Joanne, what the hell did you eat today? Nachos and bacon bits? Who does that? I'm going to throw the bacon bits on top of the nachos. It actually sounds pretty good, Joanne. You know, I'm not going to lie. A little cheese on top, bacon bits, nachos. I may try that one tomorrow. But gosh almighty, that's disgusting. A bit piggish, if you ask me. Okay, so I'm going to leave this to you guys. Ready? We can watch Cam Jigginiganian. This is a stupid sweater guy. I get him on the line. He's a Twilight star. You get to hear the Twilight star and you have a little conversation. TikTok con artist. This chick's out of her freaking mind, all right? This lady here walks up to guys. She's like, excuse me, do you think you could buy me a Tiffany necklace? No bangaroo, by the way. No bangaroo. The guy's like, yeah, are we doing a 1-2-goo bangaroo? And she's like, oh, no, I just want the necklace. These people buy them. It's like, they're stupid. I realize men are dumb when you watch this story, if you watch the TikTok con artist. It is 25 minutes long, though, so I don't know if you want to stay for that long. A woman mauled by a bear. Somehow I made comedy out of that one. Actually, it's a smoke dog because her dog's name was Smokey. So I did my Smokey impression from Friday. You got knocked the fuck out, man. You know, but it's better than that. Right now, my voice is a little shot from singing earlier when we did the song, you know. Anyway, we also have New York City subways aren't safe any longer with the guy with the stupid eyes. That guy was a freaky dude. Mike and Molly, the star, he lost 170 pounds. I like him when he was fat. I'll just be honest. He was funny as hell. Now I'm going to just take stock tips from him. That's what I'm getting from Mike and Molly star. I'm giving you guys the comedy of each of these bits. That's what we did. The whole thing on Mike and Molly. And how, yeah, kind of waiting for him to, you know, kind of break. Start filling up again. Like, guys, look, he's funny again. Here you go. Here's the microphone. Hey, guys, it's me, Mike, from Mike and Molly. I'm clapping before he even starts, you know? He walks up there now. I got to get the pen out. But let me see what he's got today in the stock ticker, you know? Mike, give it to us, you know? Ah, guys, you're going to want to pick up Priceline. We're doing Priceline again? You know, but he knows. Remember, he's got the Gardell tip of the day, stock tips of the day. Another piece of comedy from that that little bit we did. Sam Bankman-Fried smells like shit. Saying he's not getting bangarooed in jail because they said he doesn't shower. So he's done. He's the smartest guy you could ever think of. Yeah, think about this for a second. So you got Sam Bankman-Fried, brilliantly takes $20 billion from people, right? He's doing it. He's buying islands and like, you know, football stadiums. Goes to jail for stealing $20 billion from people, right? They're like, buddy, watch your hiney butt, right? That's your, you should expect that. You're going to jail for 20 years or whatever it is. You watch that hiney butt. It's coming, you know? And then you hear the genius only is more genius than you thought. Like, there's more genius beyond the genius. You're like, that guy, we already knew he was smart. 20 bill, took it, spent it. Football stadiums. We have a new president who can't speak and falls on his face and, you know, he craps his pants all day long, triple diapers. And then now, I'm in jail. And he takes it to the next step. He proves his genius. Decides to smell like crap. You know, he's like, look, if I just don't shower ever, and I smell like, you know, one of those pits in India where everyone drops their deuce. I'm going 20 without that hiney butt getting entered, you know? It's like an, what the fuck am I talking about? All right, the tree lady, she threw a tree. $823,000, she threw the tree. Oh my goodness. What story should I play for you guys? Oh my goodness. Sometimes I'm just out of my mind, you know? All right, let's play. We're going to pick. I'm picking one out of the hat. Because we have Scammer Payback, second parody. That was funny, too. Dirty Truth. I can't tell you. The 13 Close Encounters with Serial Killers. That was nuts. Herkel Durkel was crazy. Cult Leader was hilarious. The Taylor Swift bit was. I think every piece of comedy news we put out is pretty funny. I may be completely biased because I'm the guy doing it, and I don't even know if I'm funny. I have no idea. I'm going to play you the sweater bit. I'll give you the link. It's the newest piece, but I do want you to know I have a new one coming out tomorrow, okay? And you want to understand what it's about? Should I give you a little gist? I'm happy to give you the gist if you guys want to know about it. Oh, it did? You know why it sounds better on TikTok? Because I turned it all down. Like, usually my speakers are much louder when I'm playing. And so that's probably bleeds on the TikTok. So that's good. So it's good to know that actually at this volume, TikTok sounds best. That is good to know. So, let's talk about this real quick. Cam Jigginiganian.
I don't know how to say his last name. Jigginaget, something like that. Jigginadet. Worst sweater you've ever seen in your life, just so you know. Now, here's the deal. This one I'm telling you about tomorrow, it's about an airplane. Look for airplane scares for some planes at airports, mechanical issues. Yes. Well, we did that bit for the Friday Comedy News. I hit the whole thing on Boeing. But here's the thing. On Friday, there was a guy who is suing JetBlue right now because of religious, like, discrimination. I freaking killed that bit. It's one of the funniest bits. I called JetBlue on the line. I got him. We were chatting. They're huge fans of the show, by the way, in case you didn't know. That, by the way, if you don't know, okay, that is a bit. That's a comedy bit. That every time I fake call somebody, when I say hi to them, and then I'm like, oh, I had no idea you're a huge fan of the show. That's just a bit you will find in every single time I call and I get someone on the line. I'm using my remote control from my TV to call someone. I'm really always doing that bit because I think that's a funny bit. Oh, Mark Inspires, you kidding? I'm a huge fan. Are you serious? You're a huge fan? I had no idea, you know? And especially what makes it even funnier is when sometimes there's two people on and I'm saying, oh my goodness, you're a huge fan of the show. It's hilarious because the world doesn't know about this show. It won't be funny if there were millions of people on and I'm like, oh, you're a huge fan of the show. That's hilarious. Yeah, oh, I had no idea. You're a huge fan. That's not funny anymore because millions of people do know about the show. So what makes it funny is that no one knows about the show. Do you understand? And I think that's kind of funny. And one day, if it's a different scenario and there are millions of people who do tune into the show every single day, those people will come across that bit and they'll be like, that's not funny. Because we know about the show. But they won't know when I created that piece of content and that comedy bit. It's when nobody knew about me. Nobody knew that I've been here every day doing this show. So that's what makes that bit funny. If you're ever like in this, you're gonna hear it. I do it in every single one, and so you'll hear it here. I hope you enjoy. I gave you the link. I'm going to give it to you one more time just so you can give this a like and a comment. It really helps us if you do that. Enjoy. I'll flip
the
camera.
It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beatsy.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. Twilight star Cam Gidgigandy to be evicted from his home, allegedly owes $21,000 in back rent. How did that happen when you were in Twilight? Aren't you getting some residuals from that? You got some residual payments coming from that one at least, right? Love the sweater, by the way. Twilight star Cam Gidgigandy has been slapped and slammed with a lawsuit. Over unpaid rent, the actor is being sued by the owner of the home for allegedly failing to pay an agreed amount of money for the past 4 months. Both Gidgigandy and his estranged wife, Dominique Gisendorf, are named in the lawsuit. The owner of the property is suing the couple for unlawful detainer, claiming that they entered the residence lease for Los Angeles property, which they now allegedly breached. Look at him. I do kind of remember. I never saw the movies, but I remember that face right there. I remember the sweater more, right? Nice sweater. Seriously, who the hell made that sweater? And why were you like, I'm gonna wear that today, right? Like you had a lot to choose from in the closet. You could have picked anything. You picked that freaking sweater. You have eyes, are you colorblind? You could be colorblind. You're like, this is just blue. And you're wearing a blue sweater. I still think the design is a little weird, you know? But you're doing it. You got the pastelish sweater. It's gonna match my eyes. Like I'm trying to make my eyes pop, all right? Like I'm here popping eyes, all right? And he's doing an eye-popping thing. According to legal documents obtained by The Blast, that's a top, you know, publication right there. He didn't pay his rent. And when you got a lease, you pay your lease. Or else you get, you know, retained and detained and you can't sustain. But you got to wear that sweater that's like in the lease. That's why he's wearing it. You chose the sweater. The suit claims that on August 25th, 2022, Jegedegaard and Jeisendorf entered into a written residential lease for the property. The lease was for 1 year and thereafter became a month-to-month tenancy. Pursuant to the lease, the tenant's monthly rent obligation was $66.50, so I was off on that one. They breached the lease, in which they have to fail to pay the entire rent for November through February. This means the couple owes a total of $21,000. Due to their failure to pay, the owner is seeking a repossession of the home. It's worth noting that Jegedegaard and his wife, Jeisendorf, are currently in the middle of a divorce. The couple has yet to respond to the lawsuit. I'm pretty sure that he's wearing the sweater, you know, and he's like, oh, I'm good, I'm warm. I don't need a house, I got a stupid sweater. You know? I actually want to call him and find out, where did you get that sweater? Do we have a phone here that I could try to give him a ring? Oh, okay. We can pretend. Old school.
Hello?
Cam.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Is my pizza ready?
No. No, this is Mark Pyers. I'm the host of the longest-running daily variety show on Earth. It's called The Mark.
You gotta be kidding. This is Mark Inspires.
Yeah, the Mark Inspires show. You've seen it.
Dude, I'm a huge fan.
What? You're a huge fan?
Yeah, I love it.
I had no idea that you're a humongous fan of the longest-running daily variety show. But I'm proud to have you. You know, you should say hi and stop being a lurker.
I like lurking.
Are you lurking because of your stupid sweater? And you're like, I don't want people to know I'm here so they remember. You know, they do the connection of the sweater and then it's you and it's Cam, you know?
It's my favorite sweater.
Yeah, no, I know. Look, I just wanted to figure out, where did you get that dumb sweater?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Yeah, go find the receipt. Oh, I gotta go find the receipt. Cam, go find the freaking receipt.
All right, I'm looking.
Keep your mind off the divorce for a few minutes, you know? Go do something else. You find the receipt, you see where you got it. Was this like a Bloomingdale's purchase? Did you get this from like a, you know, one of those little boutique shops there in Los Angeles? I really gotta know, because I'm looking to get one myself.
You wanna wear my sweater too?
No, not to wear, to burn live on the air.
You want to burn my sweater?
Yeah, no, I thought it'd be pretty funny if we... I'll play the guitar to it. Instead of burning a guitar, doing the Jimi Hendrix to the guitar, I'm going to burn your dumb sweater in effigy while I rock out. And we're going to play the national anthem to it.
In effigy?
Yeah.
Why don't you burn a guitar?
No, because I would never do that to a guitar, Cam.
But you'll burn my sweater?
Exactly. Your sweater, I would do it every day of the year.
My cool multicolored sweater.
I was thinking about starting a bonfire event. That every day we start the bonfire... with your stupid sweater.
I think this is a one of a kind.
You know, Cam, if I can't order in bulk, you know, I don't want just the one. You know, I'd like to order in bulk. I'm thinking I need at least 365, one per day. We do a bonfire. I got the guitar. Wow, 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 wow. You know, we go up to that note.
Such a hard note.
Yeah, nobody hits it. I'll hit it with the guitar. And the home of the...
of the sweater?
Yes, of the stupid sweater. That's right.
I'm still looking for the receipt.
No, Cam, just text it over to me, okay? I don't have time. I'm on the air here. Yeah, I'm doing a show. I'm in the process. You know, we don't want to see an Elgato. I'm not really sure if that's happening, but we're just making sure we don't get an Elgato. You know, sometimes you get an Elgato. And that's no good either.
Stupid Elgato.
You know.
So you're going to burn my sweater?
How look, Cam, I can't explain everything to you, all right? All I know is that everybody in the chat right now, they're talking about your dumb sweater.
Really?
They all want to know, where do they get one? They want to have, like, you know, parties where they just have all their friends over to laugh at the sweater. And then they're going to look at a picture of you wearing it. Yeah, he wore it.
It's not my fault.
No, that's on you, buddy. That's on you. Look, you could have worn anything that day. You could have picked anything out of your closet. You could have picked any other sweater. You chose that one. That's on
my
you.
My wardrobe specialist picked it.
Oh, your wardrobe specialist picked it? You know, Cam, you should fire that wardrobe specialist. Who do you have as your wardrobe specialist?
Delilah Montgomery Smith.
Delilah Montgomery Smith?
Yeah.
You're doing a Delilah Montgomery Smith. You gotta be kidding me. You know she was fired by Tom Cruise.
No, was she?
Because he wore a stupid sweater.
He did?
It's old news now, Cam. You're going to want to check that one out. Tom Cruise fires his ensemble coordinator, Delilah Montgomery Smith.
Didn't she also inspire the song?
Yeah, then they wrote the song about her. That's right. Look, she's a special lady, Delilah, you know?
She sure is.
Hey there, Delilah. Yeah, it was a good one. They still, nobody wants to hire her. I'm surprised you took her. Yeah, I just want, just a side note, Cam.
What's that?
sweater.
Shut up.
You wore it. Delilah's to blame, you know. Hey there, Delilah, could you pick me out a sweater? I want it to be the worst sweater that I've ever seen. I will wear it. Oh, yes, I will.
Those aren't the lyrics to Delilah.
No, I know. I just rewrote it. Those aren't the lyrics. But mine are better, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Hey there, Delilah, don't you think my sweater smells? Yeah, it's the worst thing I have seen. And if you see it, you will turn to stone. You will. It's like the Medusa of sweaters. Oh, yes, you're frozen, right? Oh, it's the sweater that will make you puke, right? I'm going to do it. I'm going to write that one for you, Cam. You can drive around when you wear your stupid sweater, and you can listen to the song. Hey there, Delilah, I wore that sweater you gave to me. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's like the one your cousin gave you at Christmas. Oh.
It is like my aunt's Christmas sweater.
No, Cam, now I'm just vamping. I know, that one wasn't as good. But look, you know, we do our best here, Cam, on the Mark and Spire show, to rewrite songs in the moment. When you have that stupid sweater on.
All right, I'll tell Delilah.
Yeah, tell Delilah. You know, like, look, don't send me out with the sweater. You know, give me something that's kind of making sense that doesn't make me look like a complete moron. You know, because I'm here, a moron in it, and I got the sweater on. You're there. Hey there, Delilah. You know, you're listening to your song over and over. You know, how, I got to ask you one side note, Cam. How annoying is it that every time you see Delilah, she's listening to her song?
So true.
Hey there, Delilah. And you're like, all right, I get it. I get it. Do you have a sweater I can wear, Delilah?
I'll see if she has something better.
Cam, gotta go. Look, I appreciate you though, pal. A lot of fun. Doing a great job on that divorce. Pay the bill. You may want to do that. And burn the sweater. Oh, no, no, no. Sorry. Send me the sweater. I may have to send it out to China, have them reproduce it, because you said you don't know where you got it at this point, right?
I'll find it, Mark.
You know, we're looking for solutions here, Cam. Looking for solutions. I'm thinking a bonfire a day, burn the sweater, you know, effigy, playing the Jimi Hendrix, you know, national anthem. It's the start to the show every day now. And we'll put the photo of you in the corner. How about that? With your stupid sweater.
But
it made your
sweater.
Eyes. Yeah, it did make your eyes pop. You're right about that. You nailed it, Cam. Good job.
You really think so?
No, Cam, this is called sarcasm, you know? You know, you're an actor, you didn't even know what sarcasm is. You know, sometimes, Cam, you gotta go back to school, you know? I think you should go back to the beginning, go back to the top, your first class, first comedy class. You're holding the glass, you know?
Oh, goodness.
It's an empty glass.
I'm gonna break in here. I think that's just the craziest comedy bit. I absolutely love all these comedy bits. I think they're totally nuts. Flip that camera again. So, I'll tell you, that's been a heck of a show, guys. An hour and 35. The song at the beginning, which was... I have to listen back to that. There was some crazy, crazy guitar playing in there. Same thing, just to fill out the total understanding of what you're watching. anytime I'm playing guitar, keep in mind, I've never taken guitar lessons, so I'm just playing what I feel. And after 25 years, I guess 25, 26 years of playing music, and now playing almost six years in a row every single day, you know, I'm doing some stuff that's pretty crazy. It's really cool. I'm pumped about it. I hope I can keep it up. Keep writing crazy stuff for you on the daily. Live looping it. Joanne wheezing it. Oh, goodness. Let me see something. Oh, so we didn't really talk. Did we talk about this? I mean, we sort of talked about it. We just didn't get into it fully, but... They took this guy today at the Steelers, so expect maybe the Steelers are going to do really well this year. Who knows? I don't care about football. I will say this. Tomorrow, we'll be doing it all over again. So if you are here, say goodnight. Let me see if I can get you guys on with me. There we go. Barella, Kit Cover,
Leisure number seven, main girl in the house, S. Coop and Wharton Thistle. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope to see you tomorrow when we do it all over again. Let me just see if there's a... I can't see who else is on with us, but I do want to thank you guys for being here. Leisure 7, Kit, tomorrow I will see you again. It's going to be another awesome show just like tonight. If you can, leave a comment after the show. Make sure you hit the like before you head out the door. And yeah, this is a pretty solid show. We have to keep doing this, guys. Hope to see you tomorrow. 1,902 days in a row. We're on our way out the door.
You got to go away. Go away. You got to go away. Yeah. Go away. You got to go away. Go away.
X. I love you guys on X. I don't see anybody say anything.
You got to go away. Go away.
You got to go.
You got to go.